So first, I'd like to thank ITP for giving me this chance to present my work here. So as you see from title, my work is about GPS spectrum and address Douglas series by via spectral network. So during the course of the talk, I will explain what is spectral network and what is address Douglas series, and how can we use this tool to study the GPS spectrum. So this is a work with my collaborators Kazunobu Maruyoshi and Changyong Park, and our paper was recently put on archive. So if you have any questions during the talk, you can interrupt me and ask your question. So before I go to physics, so I started with a biological analog. So suppose we saw polar bears and panda. So they certainly look quite different, and they live in a different space. a different place of space. But you know, if you look at the, remove the hide and the muscles and look at the bones, oh, you found, oh, they are all bears. So yeah, this this kind of general idea of this of it's kind of this example shows a general idea of my work here. So it's like we have two seemingly looks different things with lives in different place of different place and have different moduli parameters, but in the end there are some features like spectrum which characterize this animal, and you know, we certainly found something from this spectrum that's something independent of the moduli of this this animal, like the number of bones. Well, in physics we call it Witten index. So yeah, in the end we found, oh, they are all bears, but just the panda got punches in his eye by his wife last night. So okay, let's get to physics. So spectrum is one of the most basic observables. So for example, like we have flame test to understand the elements different to separate elements qualitatively, and we can also look at the true emission spectrum to separate different elements quantitatively. So, and a classical example in quantum mechanics is computing hydrogen spectrum. But in general, it's difficult to get a full knowledge of the spectrum of system. For example, like spectrum of helium is already hard. And besides, we also have problems of you know, computing the spectrum perturbatively or some non-perturbative objectives, like magnetic monopoles. But for example, but when we have supersymmetry in our series, the things get a little bit easier, because in this case we can look at the BPS spectrum of the series. So these are states which annihilate by one of the supercharges, so they are supersymmetric. And by the Susi algebra, we know that the mass of these states equals to the absolute value of their central charge. So because of the supersymmetry, so the BPS spectrum is protected by supersymmetric algebra, and usually the spectrum doesn't depend on deformation of parameters like a coupling constant. However, we have a wall-crossing phenomenon, interesting phenomenon, that if you look at the whole parameter space, the spectrum is not exactly a constant, but it's a constant, piecewise constant. It's only a constant in certain region, and suddenly when we go into another region, it jumps. So one way to study the supersymmetric spectrum is by spectral network. So I will explain define spectral network later, but from spectral network we can know we know the BPS spectrum of 4D n equals 2 class S series on Coulomb branch. It's important that we know the information only on Coulomb branch. And once we have the spectrum information, or part of the spectrum information, we can try to identify series which appears different, like polar bear and panda, but they in the end they appear to have the same spectrum on Coulomb branch. So it's a good indication that these series which have a different origin might be the same series after all. And it's very useful when the series are strongly coupled and we don't have a perturbative understanding of this. So these are examples of spectral network. So okay, the outline of my talk is basically explain my title. So what is spectral network and what are the series I'm studying, and giving some examples to apply the method to certain Algiers-Douglas series. So I realized I prepared some things with the relation between spectral network and quiver mutations, but I realized I probably don't have time to discuss this. So I put it on details on demand. So I will have some conclusion and outlook for future. So first, let me define what is spectral network. So suppose we have a M5 brain wrapped many times on a Riemann surface. So say this is our Riemann surface, and M5 brain is wrapped many times on this. And there can be M2 brains suspended between different sheets of M5 brains. And if you have a projection down to the Riemann surface, this M2 brains becomes a one-dimensional object on the Riemann surface, which is called S-walls. And these S-walls are labeled by two indices, which is the sheets that it's suspended between. So this gives a rough idea what is the S-wall, the brain construction of a S-wall. So to define it precisely, we start with the Cyber-Witten curve which is a multi-sheeted cover over the T-plane. T-plane is our Riemann surface. And we have cyber-differential defined by xdt. Then the S-wall from i-th cover to j-th cover is defined by the flow equation lambda I minus lambda j, which are the difference between cyber-Witten differentials on j-th cover and j-th cover, and times dt over d tau equals to e to the I theta, which is the phase. So this tau is a real parameter that parametrizing along the S walls, and t is the coordinates of the wall, and this I theta phase is later we will relate this theta phase with the phase of the central charge. So given a certain theta, we can solve this equation and get a system of S walls. And given a value theta, so all the combination of all the S walls are called spectral networks. So usually this S wall starts from a branch point on the T plane, or some BPS junctions, supersymmetric joints of S walls, and then ends into a puncture.
What does the branch point mean here?
Oh, so branch point is when you suppose we have T plane, and because of the Cyber-Witten curve. So for example, like the Cyber-Witten curve here, t equals to x squared, we see there are branch points here. We have two branch points, 0 and infinity. So this branch point are the branch point defined by the curve.
Do the M5 brains do anything funny there, or I mean?
No, I think the M5 brain didn't really do anything funny here. It's just a
place for the M4 again.
Yeah. So it's something like if you have branch point like this, it's your base Riemann surface is a torus. But the punctures here, where the spectral network ends, is something that has a defect attached to the M5 brain. So, for example, let's start with t equals to x squared, which is a branch point with a ramification index 2. And we have two sheets. On each sheet, x1 equals to plus minus square root t. And we have equation of S12 wall and S21 wall. But actually, we see once we get S12 wall, it's just add a minus sign, we get the other one. And then when we solve theta from 0 to pi, we have the S12, the equation for S12 walls. But actually, because of the phase here has a 2 over 3 in front of theta, so when theta goes from 0 to 2 pi, we have three S walls coming out of the same branch point. So if we draw the two sheet, the spectrum, the S walls around this branch point is like goes here and here. So let's have a little bit complicated example, which is t equal to x to the n. And the solution is more complicated, so we got more branches. And the whole spectral network is the whole spectral network rotated by this angle when we change theta from 0 to 2 pi. And this, because around each branch point, the leading order of any cyber-Witten curve looks like this, t equal to x to some ramification index n. So around each branch point, the spectral network always look like this. But when we go along, they kind of interacting with other branch points, and they deform from straight line. So in some complicated cases, we can probably have some spectral network joined together. And here we can have a third one coming out of the interaction points. And however, we have to satisfy that the lambda I1, I2 plus lambda I2, I3 plus lambda In, I1 equal to 0. That's a super symmetry condition. So here is an example in A2 case with two branch points with index 2. And locally, at each branch point, we have three S walls coming out. And here, two branch points from different branches intersect and form another wall. So what is the relation between spectral network and the BPS states? So we know that in the point of view of cyber-Witten curve, BPS states correspond to a cycle on a cyber-Witten curve. So, and the central charge of the BPS states is just the integration of cyber-Witten differential along the cycle. So when we compute spectral network and then change theta, we found most of the time the spectral network starts from some branch point and then ends at infinity. But at some certain value of theta, the configuration is that some spectral network starts from the one branch point and suddenly ends at the other branch point. So this gives us a spectral network with finite length, and we can identify a cycle from this spectral network. And this finite S wall corresponds to a cycle on cyber-Witten curve. Then this corresponds to a BPS state in our theory. So when we tune the theta and look at spectral network, whenever we have finite S wall, we found a BPS state. And the central charge is just this integration of cyber-Witten curve along this finite S wall.
I'm just getting lost in the variables a little bit. So this plane is the X plane that you're drawing here?
This is still the, yeah, really. No, this is still the T plane.
Oh, okay, it's the T plane.
And this is the whole T plane with two sheaths, and this cycle here is finite as well. But I just deform it a little bit. Maybe. So okay, now we know how to compute spectral network and relate it to BPS states. Now we move on to our object here. It's the n equals to 2 superconformal field theory, and in particular, Argyris-Douglas series. So we start with the introduction of a certain type of class S n equals 2 superconformal field theory, which was first introduced by Galotto and Galotto-Monesky. This was obtained by compactifying 6D, an n-1, 2,0 theory. This compactified on four-dimensional space times Riemann surface. Its brain construction is just to wrap your M5 brain on the Riemann surface C. And the Riemann surface here, together with this rank an-1, determine the four-dimensional series. So the low energy effective theory is described by the Seibert-Witten curve, which is x to the power n plus some phi k times some power of x. And phi k here is a k's holomorphic forms of t, where here xt lives on the t is the coordinates of the Riemann surface, xt is the coordinates of tangent space of the Riemann surface. And the moduli of the case differentials is corresponds to the moduli of Coulomb branch. And Seibert-Witten differential lambda is x dt. The central charge is Seibert-Witten differential integrated along a cycle. So we could also having punctures on the Riemann surface. These punctures are codimension 2 defects on in M5 brains. And the differential phi k becomes singular at each puncture. And if you look at the singularity, the degree of singularity for each differential, so the puncture can be classified, can be labeled by the singularity of each differential. So for D2 to Dn, and with the differential goes like 1 over, that should be dk here. So from the singularity of each differential, we can obtain the singularity of the whole Seibert-Witten differential. And then by the singularity of Seibert-Witten differential, we can classify the punctures into two types. One is regular puncture, which Seibert-Witten differential is at most have a simple pole on the puncture. And at this time, the residue of the Seibert-Witten differential was becomes a mass parameters of the flavor symmetry. The other type is irregular puncture, which Seibert-Witten differential has a higher order pole. And they are wild and less constrained. So we denote the theory by the rank an-1 and the type of Riemann surface and the type of punctures. So that classifies all the class S series in four dimensions. So what we are considering today is the special type of class S series called Argyris-Douglas series. So originally, they are just considered as isolated fixed points of SUN pure super young mules. And they have this fixed point are the fixed point which two mutually non-local cycles of the Seibert-Witten curve becomes shrinks to zero at the same time. So it's like a both electron and magnetic monopoles become massless at the same time. Then a general construction was mentioned in Dan Xie's paper, and they can be obtained by complexifying your 62,0 theory on a Riemann sphere, just a sphere, with an irregular puncture. And you can also add with only one irregular puncture, but you can add regular punctures as you like. So the Cyber-Witten curve here is simple, just an unsheeted cover over a sphere. And the reason that we look at Algiers Douglas series first is the BPS spectrum is finite. We only have finite number of BPS particles in this case. So it's easy to analyze. And when you have a spectral network, it only has finite number of finite S-words you don't get. And then, I think if you look at this these BPS states, you found they are just they are only hypermultiplets. I think the fact is that whenever you have a vector multiplet BPS states, you always have infinitely many BPS states. So,
did you add the extra S for your joke?
So here we first classify this Algiers Douglas series. For example, we start with A1 case with a simple Cyber-Witten curve, and we know that the singularity of the differential is just a half degree of singularity of this of the forms here. So the simplest class is we have a sphere with only one irregular puncture, and we call this a puncture with order dn plus 5. That makes, you know, we need order n plus something n plus 5 to make this have order larger than 1. And this corresponds to Algiers Douglas fixed point of SU n plus 1 pure Young Mills. And the next class is one irregular puncture plus one regular puncture. And if n is 1 here, this is just a trivial theory. And if n, the irregular puncture order is n equals to 2 here, which means that the puncture is d4. That means there are just three two hypermultiplets. And when this n here greater than 2, we got non-trivial SCFTs. So the flavor symmetry is at least SU2 because we put a regular puncture here. So for higher rank 60 theory case, we have three types. And the singularity of Cyber-Witten differential comes from the singularity of different of all the forms. So the first type we call it D1, which has degree 4, 6, until 2n minus 2, and then suddenly jump to 2n plus 2. And the second type of irregular puncture, which has 4, 6, then 2n minus 4, then suddenly we have a jump to 2n and 2n plus 2. So these two cases correspond to maximum conformal point of SUN pure Young Mills, well, which you see it's just the same as we start with A1 6D, but complexify on some other irregular punctures. So we find the same conformal fixed point by two different constructions. So we will find there are further fixed points that have two different constructions. One is from A1 case, the other is from higher rank case, and we will try to compute the spectral network and BPS spectrum from different construction, and then try to show that the indeed leads to different construction leads to the same BPS spectrum, and try to conjecture that they are flow to the same fixed point. So there is a third type of puncture, which is this kind of irregular puncture only have a singularity at for phi 2 and phi 3 with degrees 3 and 5. Then we add a regular puncture to give it a flavor symmetry. So let me just summarize all the classes I mentioned before. So from 6D-A1 theory, by putting it on one irregular puncture or one irregular puncture plus one regular puncture, we get two class series. And if you look at the infrared fixed point, the BPS quiver is defined by AN type quiver or DN type quiver. But I use a lowercase a and d here just to differentiate from this 6D A and A1 and AN, but they mean this AN and DN type algebra, or AN and DN Duncan diagrams. So from higher rank 6D AN type thing, we also have we can compactify on a sphere with a type 1 irregular puncture, or sphere with a type 2 irregular puncture. And again, we get in the fixed point, IR fixed point, we get big BPS quivers with AN type and DN type. So the conjecture is from this different type of construction, the infrared fixed point actually is the same. So this was tested by computing central charges and something else by this group of people. So we now try to compute the whole BPS spectrum on Coulomb branch, and also look at the wall crossing phenomenon of different series and try to give further evidence that they are the same theory.
Who are those people?
Yeah, this is Dan Xie and Peng Zhao. And, well, yeah, kind of confusing what I say. And we, I think it's Chakuti, Nesky, Vafa, and Chakuti, ZG.
I'm just curious.
Ah, I forgot this is recorded, right? So the working schema is, you know, we start with series and we know it's a separate curve. And then we start from theta equal to zero, we find one spectral network, and then we gradually increase the number of theta from zero to pi, and then the spectral network will deform because of we deform theta, and then at certain value of theta, we suddenly find there appears a finite S wall. We recorded this S wall and recorded and record this theta. This theta will be the phase of the central charge. And then we increase theta again until we hit another finite S wall. That will be our next BPS state with increased phase. And we go until the theta hits pi. We find all the BPS states by looking at all the finite S walls. And because we have all the S walls, the intersection between the intersection number between S walls gives us a U1 charge of BPS states. Then we repeat the same procedure 1, 2, 3 for the same theory, but with a different moduli parameters like the coupling constant or some other moduli parameter. That if we change the parameter dramatically, if we change the parameter suitably, we may just sit into another chamber of the wall crossing thing that we find different number. When we do the same procedure 1, 2, 3, we find different number of BPS states, and we observe the wall crossing phenomenon. So we can repeat this thing again and again until we reach the maximal chamber, which we got the maximal possible number of BPS states. So let's start with the examples with series are in this little AN classes, which you know, the series has a BPS quiver in AN type. This is just the same thing. So the first example is a A1 series compactified on the irregular puncture with a degree 7. So the Seibert-Witten curve is simple, x2 equals to t to the t cubed plus c2t plus v2. In this case, we only have two moduli parameters, c2 and v2. So the minimal BPS spectrum is obtained at the v2 equal to 0. And I have an animation for the... for how does the spectral network works. Here. So we have, in this case, we have three branch points. And start at the zero. From each branch point, we know there are three S-walls coming out. But in general, it goes to infinity. If we count the mass, it's an infinitely massive state. But when we tune theta, at some theta, there is a wall creating between these two branch points, like this. And that's our first finite S-wall. And at another theta, we found there is another finite S-wall between these two branch points. So in the end, we observe at this chamber, there are only two BPS states. So for example, when V2 is 0, at theta equal to 0, we found a finite S-wall here. At theta equals to pi over 2, there's another finite S-wall here. So, and we know the intersection number of these two cycles are just 1. So this one is electric, the other one is magnetic. And the central charge is just it differed by a pi of 2. So now if we increase this V2 a little bit, but not too much, then the branch points start moving. So like this. But if we just move this branch point a little bit, we see there are still only two finite S-walls between the previous branch points. So one is between this, and the other is this. But now the finite S-walls obtained are at different thetas. So the intersection number is still the same, the charge is still the same, but when we look at the face of the central charge, they are like tilted a little bit. If we further increase V2, when this three branch points are separate enough, we suddenly found an interesting phenomenon. You see, this branch point is well separated from the other two, that we not only we have these two, this finite S-wall and finite S-wall here, these two branch points now can have a finite S-wall, like curved like this. So you see. So now we have in a situation which has three finite S-walls. Which means we now have three BPS states here. And by looking at this, drawing the theta, we have central charge. And the order that these three finite S-walls appeared is the order that the lies in the central charge plane. And if we choose this is, if we choose this as our A cycle, this as our A cycle, this is our B cycle. So this thing is roughly like A plus B cycle. So the states, so the charge is 1, 1, 1. So also if we look at the central charge here, in the previous, somehow I think the coloring probably is wrong, because if you really look at the theta here, it's actually we start it here, and when we increase the wave parameter, the two states appear like going closer and closer until at a point when they hit each other, and after that these two states goes another way, and then this third state is created. So that's a usual wall crossing story. So yeah, if we look carefully, it's the spectral network at each parameter, each value of moduli space is like this two, and if we pull it up, and suddenly you cross the BPS wall and you create the third BPS, third finite S wall, which is a BPS particle. And we have a IR charge different like this. And the BPS quiver is drawn from the minimal BPS states. Here we have two circles attached by a line, which is a quiver of A2. So we can also construct this A2 series by compacting by a capital A26D series on a type 1 irregular punctures. And we see the moduli space is still the same. We have two moduli parameters. But before, our Cyber-Witten curve is x squared equal to some t to the cube. But here we have x cubed equal to t to the square. So it seems we just flip the row of x and t in this case. So the spectra, the S walls here are kind of complicated. But for the minimal chamber, there are still only two finite S walls going between these two branch coins and these two branch coins. So for the minimal chamber, the state we have only two BPS states. But for the maximal chamber, which we tune by making these two branch points closer and closer, like this. So I'm not sure if you could see here, the branch point is here, 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 and here. So we still got the old finite S walls from between the diagonals of this square. But now, there can be some, you see, when this S wall and this S wall join, they can form a third S wall. And here, we also have a third S wall. So when we tune the theta until these two S walls can collide with each other, we find a new finite S walls here. So this one is our third BPS state. We couldn't do it here because you see this branch, this is like this third wall is here and third wall is here. Whenever you rotate this, in this case, because of configuration branch point, they never hit each other. Only when they are close enough that they can share this part and hit each other and get the third BPS state. And if we compute the R charge, they are still, if we compute, you see these cycles look completely different and are on some different looking Cyber-Witten curve. But if you compute the intersection number, they are still the same as previous case. So the IRR charge are still the same. So we got a match in the minimal chamber, we got a match in the maximal chamber. And we know in this simplest case, there can be only two chambers. And we are pretty sure that these two constructions leads to the same theory.
At the level of checking.
Yes. And I think there's probably, I didn't find any non-trivial example that once you have a match of BPS states, but you have a kind of non-trivial different series.
So just to understand your technique, so you're moving, so these parameters, these 5k differentials are mapping to the Coulomb branch parameters of the 48 equals 2 theory. So you're moving around in that space, and at some given point in that space, you move around in theta and study the S walls.
Yes, so it's always at a given number of C2 and V3, we start rotating, moving theta, like sweeping around our central charge space. And whenever we hit in the central charge space, we hit a BPS state. We found a finite S wall in the S wall plot.
And so you just sort of scan in C2 V3 space here.
Yes.
And go around the theta, and you can see when you hit the wall of partials.
Yes. So here we further go to A3 at CFTs, which is by compactifying A1 theory on a E8 irregular puncture. And in the minimal chamber, we have three finite S walls. But these two, actually, if you look at this one and this one are both A cycles. So they actually form a doublet. And this is our B cycle, so it forms a singlet. And again, if you move the branch point further away, and by looking, the suddenly the third S wall appears. The green S wall appears, and if you move it further away, there is an extra S wall. Appeared in between the first and the fourth branch point. So it's the situation is like when we start with this three branch point and we move this, we pull it a little bit longer, and suddenly these two lines become a triangle here. And now these new lines with this red line, they have three branch points, and they have two lines. And then if we pull this up, these two lines start creating a new triangle here. So that's always what we observed in A-type case wall crossing. So, but right now we are looking for more simpler or combinatorial rules for wall crossing and new states. So in the minimal spectral minimal chamber, we have three states. And in the maximal chamber, we have six states, which are two doublets and two singlets. And they have IRR charge like this. So the other construction is from A3 6D series, compactify on a D1 irregular puncture. And the spectral networks become very messy. And the finite S walls also looks horrible. With the, you know, because in this case we start with A3 here, so we have three sheets. Because this three means it goes from X to the three, so we have three sheets. So then this actually. This blue wall and this red wall, they didn't really interact because they intersect a little bit. But you see, this red wall is from 1-2 sheet and 1-2 sheet. This blue wall is from 2-3 sheet to 2-3 sheet. So they only intersect on the 2 sheet. So yeah, that's a trick part when you try to count the intersection number. You didn't only count this how many intersects. You have to count that the, you know, whether they are on the same sheet. So there are cases that this is 1-2, but this is 3-4. So they look they intersect, but actually they didn't. But in this case, they intersect once at the second sheet. And if you look at the Z plane and BPS quiver, it gives the same BPS quiver as the previous case. And when we go to maximal BPS spectrum, we again get the same states and same central charge and same U1R charge. So like before this, I forgot to mention that they didn't go from minimal chamber to maximal chamber immediately, but there are like intermediate steps which you get. You get these states only, or somehow you get these states only, and then from this you finally go to maximal chamber. So in this case we also get same phenomenon here, and I didn't show them, but all these chambers match chamber by chamber. So whatever chamber we found in the previous case, we can find the corresponding chamber in this construction. So now we go to another set of examples, which is classified by the D-type Duncan diagram. So we start with the D3, which shares the same Duncan diagram as A3. And we should expect the same spectrum as the A3 case, and then go to D4. So this D3 can be obtained by A1 series compactified with one irregular D5 type puncture and one regular puncture. And we consider the case with which has only SU2 flavor symmetry. So again, we have a fiber-written curve, and this branch we have branch points, and this is this corresponds to the regular puncture. So the finite S, the S walls are in the minimal chamber. Still, we have two finite S walls, and in the maximal chamber. Two S walls, but we should remember that one of these corresponds to a doublet. So in total, it's 3 BPS states. And in the maximal chamber, when we pull this branch point away from this branch point and the puncture, somehow they create a third BPS states between these two. And there's another S wall that goes around the puncture here, this light blue one. So in the end, we got the same spectrum and same U1 charge in the maximal chamber. So there's another construction, which is from it's a typo here. This should be D4. I'm sorry. It's this is a D4 SCFT constructed from compactified A1 on regular puncture and the D6 type irregular puncture. So the minimal, we again find the minimal the BPS spectrum, and the BPS quiver forms a D4 type Duncan diagram. And also the maximal BPS spectrum is maximal spectral network is more complicated, and we find more states, and with extra IR charge. So for simplicity, I just show the minimal and maximal chamber, but you can get the intermediate chambers by the same method. So we can also have a construction from A2 theory compacted file on a type 2 irregular puncture. So again, the minimal BPS spectrum and the maximal are the same. So the spectrum are the same, but the S-wall looks very different. And in this case, S-walls looks complicated, but if you count the intersection number, the intersection number are still the same as before. So there is a third construction of the D4 type series. Again, we find the same result here. And here, the finite S walls are even more weird, that they have straight lines and circles around it. But if you compute the intersection number, we still get the same thing. So yes, so in summary, which I showed in the talk, that there are the classes of Algiers-Douglas series from a different approach, different complexification. They are still classified by the BPS quivers of AN type and BN type. And the conjecture is from A1 or AN construction, this thing should flow through the same IR fixed point. And we check this conjecture by computing BPS state, BPS spectrum via spectral network, and indeed they share the same spectrum, and they share the same wall crossing phenomenon and same wall crossing chambers. So, yeah, in the future we would like to understand further the relation between spectral networks and BPS quivers, and also, I don't have time to mention, but there is a relation between spectral network and the mutation of BPS quivers. Especially when you cross the BPS wall, this should correspond to some mutation of your quivers. And we probably also want to do it for 2D BPS states and 2D wall crossing. So there's there's a further work we could do is by looking at the example of AN type case, that we always start with something like some connection of line segments here, and then when we tune the parameters, it suddenly some two lines become a triangle here. And then if we further tune it, it becomes a triangle. We form another triangle here. And these new lines can further form triangles. So whatever, in AN case, whenever how many branch points, how many AN you are in, how many is, it seems the basic structure is still like the basic wall crossing structure is kind of like this. Locally, it's like a A2 case, where you go from two lines and go from two lines to a triangle. Our future work is try to understand this picture better, and try to generalize this to DN case. So you see the. Right now, the drawback of the approach is we don't have a we we don't have a way to go from one BPS spectrum immediately to the BPX spectrum of another chamber. So what we did here is just fix in one chamber and get the BPS spectrum, and go to try to tune the parameter. Hopefully they're at another chamber and find the spectrum. So we'd like to, in the future, like find a way to go from directly from one chamber to another chamber. So yeah, that's basically my talk today. So thanks for the patience. Any questions? Yeah, so far I just have examples of, if we construct from this, by this construction, we only have A and D type BPS quivers. Yeah, so yeah, I haven't think about how to arrive at E type quivers. Yeah, maybe we need compatibilize on some different irregular puncture or yeah, I don't know any example of E type quivers. So another possible way of is from a six dimensional series, we could also change from the A type six dimensional series to D type and E type. So that could also.
I have a question.
Yes.
If you stop from the monosphere to a hydrogen filling surface, you get situations where there's an infinite number of BPS states?
Excuse me?
Can you have an infinite number of BPS states, or are they always finite?
I think in, so let's see. Yeah, I think in that case, suppose we start with some genus with some irregular puncture here. I think we can always pull this irregular puncture away like this, and then pinch it, and this will be a sphere with a regular puncture and a regular puncture here, and then glue this. So it's just like gluing your your surface with higher genus, and with Argyros-Douglas series. Argyros-Douglas series. So we glue it. We kind of gauge these two series. So the in this case the Coulomb branch, the BPS spectrum of Coulomb branch is kind of like this state plus this one. So it depends on if the BPS state here is finite. So I think in general it's not, right?